SOD can no longer be just to say that we segregate the duties so that no one person has end-to-end access to do the business process, but it also should monitor, track automated decision, understand real-time behavior. From my point of view, the future of ERP and cross-system SOD is going to be interesting because this is going to be defined by automated risk analysis, dynamic access decisions, and integrated governance platform that finally treat enterprise security as an overall thing and just not silo looking at cross-system risk alone.
Welcome to the Future of ERP, a podcast where we discuss hot topics, best practices, and the latest innovations in today's global business. I'm Richard Howells, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host, Oikyu.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mary Kilgar, a marketer, blogger, and podcaster in the ERP and supply chain area at SAP. In this week's episode, we are chatting with Nisha Chopketh of Infosys on segregation of duties in a hybrid cloud and on-prem ERP environment. Nisha, pleasure to have you here. Could you please quickly introduce yourself and your role at Infosys?
Sure, Oikyu. First of all, let me thank you for inviting me to this podcast. My name is Nisha Chopketh. I'm an SAP Security GRC consultant based out of Mannheim, Germany. I work with Infosys Consulting as a senior principal consultant. Overall, 20 years of experience in SAP Security, GRC Access Control, Process Control, SAP ITGC, and Compliance Assurance. Throughout my career, I have worked with leading organizations such as Accenture, Infosys Limited, Deloitte, ABB, and now with Infosys Consulting. I specialize in authorization design, configuring, and implementing solution in SAP authorization and GRC area to help customer in digital transformation journey and build robust, secure authorization concept in all their SAP application.
And it's great to have you on. Thanks for joining us. We have a very specific topic to cover, so I want to get some definitions out of the way to start with. So let's start with a simple question. What is segregation of duties? Mm-hmm. Why is it important to know?
Segregation of duties, in simple term, is that no single person should have complete control from start to end in any of the business process. So for example, what happens if an engineer who develops a code is also given responsibility to the code review and perform testing and then deploy it in production? There is a problem here. So that is what we are trying to address with the segregation of duties. So why organization care about SOD? By separating these responsibilities, organization reduce the risk of happening frauds, errors, or unauthorized activities. It could be accidental or intention. Both can happen. So when a person controls an entire process from beginning to end, things can go wrong very quickly. Errors could be hidden, frauds become easier, and decisions are not always challenged. So when these responsibilities are shared, one person does the activity and another checks or approves. And this will ensure that you have built-in safety, accountability, and transparency in your business processes.
Thank you. So what about this traditional segregation of duties? I think there are different types of it, right? And my question is, why did it work back then? And why doesn't it quite fit today?
Yeah, you're right. So traditional SOD was built with simple logic. Critical tasks cannot lie with one single person. So one person cannot approve, create, or complete a transaction by his own. For a long time, it worked. It worked very beautifully because business was simpler earlier. Processes were mostly manual. Systems were fewer. So splitting tasks across people was easily possible. But today, the world has changed quite a bit. Modern companies use hybrid infrastructure where they have on-premise application, cloud application, and automated workflows, bots, APIs, and integrated systems. A lot of activity, even we don't know that it is happening in background and without any human touch in every step. So today, processes span in multiple applications like S/4HANA, Ariba, Salesforce, Workday, creating cross-system risk. And that's why traditional SOD risk analysis fails now. For example, if a user can create vendor master in an S4 system and the same user can approve vendor invoice, that means there is a risk that the same user can create fraud vendor accounts and do the payment himself to those vendor accounts. So in hybrid environments, we need a new approach to SOD, which looks actually beyond system boundaries and focuses on business process alone.
So we live now in a much more complex landscape and environment from a business system standpoint. Mm-hmm. You talked about cross-application integrations. You talked about automation of processes. And specifically when we get into AI and agentic AI, that will become even more prevalent. Mm-hmm. And you also talked about the balancing of cloud and on-premise and bringing those two environments together. So why should and how should companies rethink their segregation of duties in this hybrid environment?
The SOT is no more simpler now. It's more complex. As you told, it's spanning more than one system. It's not that easy to have a clear separation just by concentrating or isolating a system-wise environment. So today, most companies run into hybrid environments combining on-premise and SaaS and cloud solutions, which also has automation, as you told. So in this case, a single process, business process like hiring or purchasing or financial posting may now stretch into multiple SAP applications. A user might perform one step in an on-premise SAP system and another one in cloud application and a third step in a mobile workflow. So that complex it has become now. So individually, this system may look compliant based on your risk analysis. But when you combine, you see there is a hidden SOT risk, which traditional SOT can't detect. And that's where we need organization to define first and use cross-system risk to be compliant with various regulatory requirements.
This complexity is quite significant. So why do organizations struggle to manage this cross-system SOD or segregation of duties?
So from my experience, I see four major challenges for organization to comply with cross-system SOD. The first one is the major or the core point which most of the organization fail to comply with. It is to have risk library for a cross-system environment. Normally, we have fragmented risk libraries where each system has its own risks defined. But overall, from an organization point of view, there is no one rule set or a risk library which will say that these are risks which is spanning across applications. So the first thing is to build a cross-system SOD rule set. The second topic is identity silos. Unique identities for users should be there in all SAP applications. But what I've seen in many organizations is that user is created maybe with Active Directory SAM account name in one system and maybe as an email ID in the next system. So the challenge arises that how do I identify whether the same user has end-to-end access in multiple SAP applications, right? So we don't know which user is what with what account in each of the applications. So that mapping either has to be there, or the smartest way organization should look at is to have one single identity for all users in application. The third major challenge what I see is there are different provisioning tools for different SAP applications. So companies go with maybe SAP GRC for all the on-premise SAP applications to provision and automate user access management. But maybe there can be some other identity access management tools like SailPoint or Saviant, which is used for cloud or other non-SAP applications provisioning. The last one is visibility. When the business process is spanned across multiple platforms, it is quite difficult to have a holistic view and very hard to monitor risk. This is also a challenge for organization. So overall, if I summarize, organization need integrated governance to overcome these challenges and have a holistic view on cross-system risk.
I have a follow-on question as well, because we talked about cross-solution compliance. But what about from a business network perspective, when your process spans into, say, a contract manufacturer, or you're collaborating with a supplier or a customer? Are you seeing any changes in that environment? Manufacturer, for example, who's an extension of your organization.
Yeah, but even if that is the case, your contract manufacturer will be doing the business process in one of your applications. So if you have your core thing built in your applications, right, it will comply from a global level to all your applications. It's not changing for a supplier or a vendor differently.
So it's every user, regardless of where they sit, who they work for, and what their role is.
Right. You're right.
Thank you.
I also have a follow-on question. I assume none of your customers come to you with a perfect infrastructure already in place. With all this digital transformation happening, I can imagine a lot of organizations are really struggling to handle this cross-system segregation of duties. So how do you help them manage that?
if an organization is struggling with a cross-system SOD in a hybrid SAP landscape, surely Infosys can help here with experts who works across different applications like S/4HANA, Ariba, or legacy ECC environments. Infosys brings deep experience in designing the rule set, which is the major point which I was explaining, that we need a proper cross-system rule set to have the risk analyzed. So that Infosys could help the clients with just not defining the cross-system risk, but we can also automate controls. We can also modernize your role design and implement continuous monitoring so that compliance become like proactive instead of just being a reactive solution for you. So Infosys combines process expert, SAP practice knowledge, and also we have certain internal accelerators to simplify the entire risk and compliance for any organization. So from my point of view, there are 4 to 5 best practices which every organization can follow, which can help them to address this effectively. The first one is to build a proper concrete backbone to have this cross-system SOD rule set aligned to their respective business process. Because we cannot just take some rule set which is given by SAP or some other vendor and just include in your your rule set. It has to be looked at, defined as per your business process. The second is that we should have automated risk analysis in any access getting provision to any of your application. So that should be automated. And there should be automatic risk analysis done for every access request. The third one is, obviously, there should be controls in every SAP landscape, but that will be for individual system perspective. We should look at those controls and enhance those controls to make sure that this control spans across system. For example, if I want to have a 4-way check for an SOD conflict, right? It should not be just in your S/4HANA system, but maybe to all other systems where the business process is spread across. The fourth one is the business is evolving quite rapidly for any organization. So your business processes are bound to change. So we should have regular reviews and updation of the risk library. Just don't feel that once the risk library is built, that is for lifetime. We should always enhance that risk library. The last one is whoever is looking at the topic of cross-system, we should train the stakeholders with what is actually cross-system SOD means, and also what is the impact if you don't follow it for an organization. People should understand that.
We see a lot of technology coming to play in business systems in general, and I'm sure it's no different in segregation of duties. So what is the role of automation and things like identity access management going forward in this SOD environment?
So what I see as a future is that we should have preventive cross-system risk analysis done, which means that we should have like dynamic SOD checks across all systems during provisioning. Surely should have continuous monitoring and also AI-driven analytics, predicting controls before even it happens. Now what happens is that we come to know there is a risk and then we do some mitigation or remediation activity. But with AI and real-time data, we can already predict conflict even before it happens in your system. We see also more cloud-native GRC solution and machine learning, which could help us to detect patterns of frauds in any organization. And finally, IAM, which is identity access management tools like SailPoint or Savient, can integrate seamlessly with SAP GRC to provide a unified view of risk and access for any organization. Recently, I worked for a Fortune 500 company, which integrated SailPoint with SAP GRC for our cross-system risk. The results were really amazing. We could have a real-time SOD check across multiple SAP applications, helping them to identify all hidden cross-system risks and cutting down basically the SOD conflicts what they had by 60% and improving the user provisioning at almost like 40%. So it was more an efficient user provisioning process as well as we are compliant with all the regulations.
But those percentages have big dollar values associated to them. I'm sure you can't share them, but I'm sure it's quite significant.
Yes, but I cannot share it because it's for a client. Yeah, but yes, there was quite significant dollar impact to it.
You provide this great examples, advice, and guidance on this massive topic, and clearly there's so much more we could dive into, from advanced SOD to AI-driven compliance tools and all of that. So, how can our listeners take the next step and learn even more?
If you want any help regarding this topic, surely you can reach us from Infosys. We can surely help them to dive into more details, right? Explain them more clearly, understand their problems more precisely, and then come up with a solution which is customized for every organization. I cannot have a generic solution given for each and every organization, so it has to be discussed and understood further.
We're coming to the end of the podcast, and it's been a great discussion, by the way. I think I'm going to ask what I think is the most difficult question, because I'm going to ask you to summarize everything that we've just talked about in two or three sentences. So with segregation of duties in mind, what is the future of ERP?
ERP is shifting from big isolated systems to an intelligent ecosystem where we have both on-premise and cloud applications, etc., powered by AI and automation as well. When ERP has become more intelligent and interconnected, the way we think about SOD also should evolve. SOD can no longer be just to say that we segregate the duties so that no one person has end-to-end access to do the business process, but it also should monitor, track automated decision, understand real-time behavior. All this has to be done together with segregation of duties. From my point of view, the future of ERP and cross-system SOD is going to be interesting, because this is going to be defined by automated risk analysis, dynamic access decisions, and integrated governance platform that finally treat enterprise security as an overall thing and just not silo looking at cross-system risk alone.
Ishad, great summary, and thanks for a great discussion. It's been really interesting.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. Please mark us as a favorite. You can get regular updates and information about future episodes. You can also learn more about Infosys in our show notes. But until next time, from Nishad, Oiku, and I, thanks for discussing the future of ERP.